Hobble mannen.
This is
Astro Unicorn with your hosts Mecca.
This week we dwell in the deep Cyphus underground. The sleaze, the freaks, the motorbike gangs, the beards, the hockey girls, and louder than fuck psychedelic fuzz. This is the music of Motor Wolf.
Last week, Thursday, Orange Sunshine, the famous Psy-Fuzz rock band of Motor Wolf, started their European tour in The Hague at the famous Dystopia club. And me and Mr. Electrofolt had a little recorder with us to give you a reportage of the atmosphere that was there. So we interviewed a few people and stuff. And right now you're hearing the amazing fuzz of Archer of Urban Sunshine. We go back to last Thursday.
The live show from Orange Sunshine with the amazing new cover of Hush Hush.
Yeah, it was amazing, really, yeah, really loud and stuff.
Especially Arthur was in his extreme element with his guitar.
With his extreme wah-wah solo, it was amazing. It was
definitely. Fuck.
What? Het was ontzettend snel. Het is een beetje de stress voor de tour, hè?
Okay.
De eerste twee, drie optredens die gaan heel snel, heel hard en heel gevoelloos.
Maar het was echt super. Maar bijna super tot de perfectie toe.
Nou, dank je.
Yeah. So we are here with after the amazing gig. I managed to get hold of the bass player, who you might know from former Astro Unicorn episodes, Mehdi Recherché.
That's the Arab.
That mad Arab.
The Arab living in The Hague.
And he just told me they did a super speed performance.
It's like really quick, really fast. It's the stress of playing before a tour. The first two gigs are usually without feeling a little bit stressful, but and play very fast. But
I'm going back to see my home.
never seen you play as Titus tonight.
Okay, thanks. In the beginning, I didn't have a good bass amp, but later.
Yeah, but some guy fucked with your bass amp, or not?
No.
What was that?
One of the bass. That's Selvin. One of the bass was on, and the other one was off.
Yeah, but even then, it was super tight.
It was quite okay.
Yeah, it was definitely okay.
Promising.
Yeah, it's usually every time we play, it's different.
Okay.
Really, we never know how. There's a lot of jam where I just play basic riffs, so Arthur can play his guitar. And that's.
But you were like a Caucasian blues super wawa explosion supercomputer.
That's a good name for it.
Yes. But, yeah. So what is next? Because the listener and me don't know much about the band. We all know Orange Sunshine, but the next band is a complete mystery to us.
The next band is Genghis Khan. They're from San Francisco.
Genghis Khan was a side project of Guy, but it's not, no.
No. They started band because they liked Orange Sunshine. Also a trio.
So they're a baby of your influence.
We are a baby of Blue Cheer and they are a baby of Orange Sunshine.
Wow.
So in San Francisco, and we met them in
they're from fucking San Francisco, from the States.
We made them our first tour in USA. They just take care of us there. We were a few days in San Francisco. We play all the shows. Last year they were for 6 months in The Hague. We did like a European tour, a lot of gigs. We played with them twice in America. Planning on playing this year in Japan with them.
So you're going to play in Japan this year?
With them, probably.
Okay.
If we go with them. So,
but there's nobody from your band playing with them now, or?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was a side project from Kimos.
No, but we know the songs so well, we could play in each other's band.
Okay.
Because we played, I don't know, maybe 40 times together. That's a lot.
Okay.
With the band.
Okay, so this is going to be like a super inbred version of Orange Sunshine.
Yeah. It's more 60s blues, rock, super foos, and a really good bass player.
Even better than you?
Yeah, a lot better than me.
Okay.
Oh, I'm actually a non-harmonica player, not a bass player.
Yeah, but you play the bass very nonchalantly. You even talk to people while you are playing bass, like you step up the podium to talk with people and you're still playing bass.
That's a trick. I hold one note, I play just one note at that moment.
Okay. That also surprised me of the Orange Sunshine gig this time. You had a lot of long parts where you played the same part, like Blaxploitation.
Right, they explode me actually. I'm not quite happy about that, but I have to play.
It's cool.
I have the support for the guitar.
Yeah, but then the stick it. You should make crazy wawa solos.
Okay. There's one person telling the story, and that's only Arthur on guitar.
Yeah.
So it's not even the voice, it's only Arthur on guitar who tells the story. So we play for Arthur.
I can hear it also from you. Arthur is probably the best guitar player in Holland, or the Benelux.
Yes,
he's amazing.
Yeah. In a good day, he's...
Especially tonight.
Most feeling, really tight, and sometimes really crazy.
He was even too tight tonight. He was like an Atari ST computer, perfect.
He was really tight.
Only thing I would say, maybe a little bit more wah-wah.
His wah-wah broke yesterday, so...
Okay, but we got some sparse wah-wah methods.
Maybe in the backstage, ask him to do some wah wah for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you need some color sound wah wah.
Color sound wah wah. But I must say, his modified crybaby sounded amazing.
It sounded good, but I think it would sound more than amazing when the color sound well.
I think so too, but...
Yeah. But it was already amazing, so imagine that.
Okay, well, we're gonna try to speak to Arthur, the best guitarist in the Benelux.
If we can reach him, because he probably be backstage or something. And
there is no backstage here.
Oh no, shit. Yeah, the toilets maybe.
Well, where is he? Is he there or not?
I don't know.
I see Guy. Or, let's go to Guy.
Let's go.
There are lots of Hell's Angels here. It's kind of scary, but Arthur is not here either. Also talking into the microphone, it's none other than Electrovolt. Because he also comes to these freak parties here.
Yeah, of course, and getting really drunk, getting talking myself for free into these parties, and I will
cut
terrorizing everyone.
Because one of the great things about this club is you pay 10 euros, and then you can have any drink for free.
Yeah, you can drink till you die or something.
Real Euro shopper beer.
Yes.
Okay, well, Smokey over and out. We're gonna try to catch Arthur.
Open the moment.
Maybe we can talk to the mastermind Guy too later on.
Maybe.
Astro Unicorn.
Hit him with a speed freak. He couldn't get enough. Hit him with a speed freak. He was crazy for that stuff. Super speed, let's drink. Hit him with a speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. A burnout psychopath. He always wanted more. A junkie and a maniac. That's why he lost that war. Super speed, let's drink. Hit the world speed drink. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. We'll be right back. mean machine. 6 shots a day, a straight Bermudine. To the speed, let's drink. And the one speed freak, let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. He was a crystal map whore, and so with the SS. It was a blitzkrieg super speed, and many other races left. Super speed, let's drink. Hitler was a speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. Super speed, let's drink. Hitler was a speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah.
Trying to get Arthur, the best guitarist in the Benelux.
Yeah.
But we got.
He's probably talking to all this all his fans who are going crazy over him.
Yeah, he's talking a lot. But we got Guy here.
Maybe he has some time.
Esther Unicorn exclusive story here. Apparently.
Ik heb hem gered.
Jawel, oké.
Oké, we're back. Esther Unicorn. Hey.
Een beetje goede opname of hoe zit dat?
Yes.
Ga je nog bootleggen? Well, I'm
It was like an Atari ST computer playing.
Maybe it's the new medication we get from the doctor. And it actually works! Finally, after all these years, we were looking for the right medication and we found it.
Yes, because
it's like a revelation.
It was amazing, like a tight machine, especially Arthur.
Like the super clean dream machine.
You're
super sound of the super 70s.
You're a friend of Ad Visser too?
Of course, he's my best friend. Every week I sleep on his couch, like Donna Summer did. In the same couch, it's still there.
In Amsterdam.
Yes,
of course.
Every week.
So who are these freaks playing next? They're from San Francisco
and Genghis Khan. They're all Motorwolf, and they play basically like 70s rock.
I've heard they are completely influenced by your band.
Yes, that's the reason why they started was basically they saw us playing, decided to do it themselves too. So.
Okay, so we're gonna hear a more retarded version of Orange Sunshine.
Well, actually, they have pretty much their own sound.
They have their own sound. Okay.
Space bass, you like it?
With a phaser.
Space fuzz bass.
Okay. With an electro harmonics.
Yes. Yes, the synth forum people are gonna love it.
Okay. Intergalactic FM, eh?
Yes, but I mean the synth forum people, you know, they like the effect pedals.
Yeah,
of the guitar player.
Okay. Well, you got some records to sell here. Sell your records. Their mentor, Arthur, is trying to tell them things. Here he is. But okay. Well, we're gonna hear now Genghis Khan from San Francisco, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we just witnessed the amazing sounds of Genghis Khan, and we have the honor to talk with the guitar player, right?
Hello, yes.
Okay, and you're from the band Genghis Khan from San Francisco.
Correct.
So what are you doing in The Hague?
Well, touring, to be specific. But yeah, we're in The Hague because our label, which is Motorwolf Records, is based out of here.
Of course.
And this is the first show of our tour, obviously.
So you're going to tour together with Orange Sunshine.
Yes, us and Orange Sunshine.
So you got a very lovely tour ahead of you in East Germany.
Yes, Germany, Italy, France.
And Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yes, you know more about it than I do. Yeah, it should be a really good time and hopefully some really good shows.
Okay, but this was the first time I saw you guys play, actually.
Oh, really?
I must say, but I've heard you are very much influenced by Orange Sunshine. Or is that an urban myth?
No, that is definitely true. Our drummer slash singer, Jesse Thompson, he basically got the idea from Orange Sunshine. You know, there's not very many bands at all that have a drummer that's the lead singer.
Yeah. Like Orange Sunshine. Yeah.
I don't know if you know Sir Lord Baltimore, but Sir Lord Baltimore is the only one that comes to mind that is like a legendary, you know, heavy psych buzz rock band. But Jesse got that idea. He saw Orange Sunshine play. He was in a band called Annihilation Time back in the day, and he saw Orange Sunshine play. I was like, hey, I play drums. Why not give it a shot singing too? You know?
Yeah, but it works. It works.
It works, exactly. That's where he got the idea.
Dodging bullets and I'm
this is actually my first show outside of the States.
Really?
With the band, yeah.
So when did you fly in here?
We flew in three days ago.
From San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is my first show in Europe with the band. So they've had few guitar players before me, and they've been around for a long time. Jesse being the mainstay band member, and
you did some cool wah-wah riffs out there.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I must say, if you are influenced by Orange Sunshine, you were a little bit louder than Orange Sunshine. Like 10 times louder.
I think they were yelling at us about that. No, I don't know.
They were yelling because it was loud. But
But
if I'm not mistaken, your guys are a bit younger than the Orange Sunshine guys, or not?
Yeah, I like to think so. Yeah, younger and better looking.
Well, I don't think you're better looking than Arthur or Keith.
Well, not Arthur.
Okay, not Arthur.
Arthur's the best looking musician tonight.
That's
by a landslide. But I like to think
I'm. Happy people, I can't relate. What makes your life so great? I don't have any shades to spare. You cause on, I guess, so I don't fucking care. Why can't they live in me? Why do they gotta fuck with me? Built the bills, claiming all of my cash, so that it's fair of the atomic clash. One of these days, I'm gonna end it all. I'm gonna splatter their fucking brains all over the Scotch white wall.
Like somebody from Kentucky.
Kentucky?
From the mountains.
Well, I do have relatives from Kentucky, so you got me. You got me pegged.
Wow. Don't you have planes?
What's that?
Don't you have planes in Kentucky?
No. Okay, just one quick word with the master producer of
that's
the new
soundman
of Orange Sunshine that made Orange Sunshine sound more professional. Standing right next to me. What's your name?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Well, you have a magical name, right?
Uncle Fester. Oh, no.
The Mr.
Fester del Hagua.
Aka the Mystery.
Mystery Man from Motorwolf.
Yes. Which is going to have an album out soon on Motorwolf, right?
Yes. Yes. No, it's artwork and doings, yeah.
But if you're wondering who that guy with the cowboy hat always is at Orange Sunshine gigs in The Hague, it's the master producer mind of Orange Sunshine. Or is that...
I've got different hats.
You always wear the cowboy hat, right?
No. Only when it's cold.
Well,
it's my warmest hat.
Last week you wore that same hat. I saw you last week in some party, you wore the same hat.
No.
You can wear...
It's a different hat.
You can wear the...
What's a different hat?
Different cowboy hat.
Okay. Where do you buy your hats?
Mostly on flea markets.
On flea markets, in The Hague.
And then I customize them.
Okay. You put the flaps a little bit higher. With Genghis Khan, who were influenced by, of course, Orange Sunshine, or kind of a teenage version of Orange Sunshine, like with, how do you call it, like an adolescent energy in them, but not as tight and mature as Orange Sunshine. And of course, the mastermind is Guy Tavares, but also one of the best guitarists in the Benelux.
Yes, for sure.
Or maybe even Europe.
Maybe even Europe, yes. Yes.
Or maybe even the world.
Maybe.
Because he was super tight tonight. And he just did some flares of wah-wahing. But it's Arthur.
Arthur Van Berkel. Yeah, Van Berkel.
And there are lots of fans on the Intergalactic FM from him. And this is the first time We actually talked to him. Arthur. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
You did a really great guitar thing tonight. You were in absolute top condition.
Yeah, but he's training like three times a week
for that.
Fitness.
Fitness. You also do fitness.
That's the secret. Months. Yes. 8 months.
8 months?
Fitness?
Yes.
Come on, check his abs and the six-pack.
Six-pack? Yeah. See my six-pack?
And his abs.
Well, you cannot see that on this recorder, so... oh, I see the six-pack. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Tour.
Yes, I am.
Because it's gonna take like 1 month or something.
Yeah, it's only 2.5 weeks.
And
yeah.
Are you also ready for the hell, East Germany?
Well, yeah, we've been through it in Lubenau, the Gurkenstadt, pickle capital of Germany. Gurkenstadt, pickle capital of Germany, Lubenau. It was actually. I personally think that whole area should be evacuated.
Okay, somebody's buying something. So, what are your personal views about East Germany? Because I've heard it's hard.
It's pickles. It's pickles.
Six packs. Okay.
Yes.
But you will manage. Or?
Yeah. We'll persevere.
Oh, you will persevere. Okay.
You will what? Persevere. What
is that? That is Soldaat van Oranje.
Yes, like Soldier of Orange. Yes.
So another thing I would talk about is like this whole The Hague rock thing is all focused on Kane and Anouk.
I forgot to give you one.
Talking about this whole The Hague rock scene that's all about Anouk and Kane and stuff, and then you come here and the bands play like 100 times more intense and straighter, more perfect than any one of those wankers.
Yeah, but that's business, I guess. You know? The business of mediocrity. I mean, most people like mediocrity because they're mediocre. They love it. They recognize themselves in Anouk and direct.
It's horrible.
Yes, but that's, most people are horrible. They love it. They love things horrible because they recognize everything in it in themselves. You know, I guess it's a reflection of their minds.
I cannot believe that.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. But when you're here tonight, you hear like the true rock power of the intense wah-wah, and like your beer glass is shaking with Arthur's wah-wah tones, you know, and then it's like, and the bass lines are amazing, but then, you know, why don't you get subsidized money from the The Hague City?
Yeah, I guess it's all about, like I said, they don't want things going out of hands. They want control. They like it. It's safe. And if they let go of their emotions, they don't feel safe anymore. Like intensity, we endure every day. Partly up through the horror that has been, you know, set up by the bureaucrats of The Hague.
I know.
That intensity is actually for them very threatening. It's out of control. They can't deal with it. They don't like it. They're not going to subsidize something that makes them feel like too wild, too awkward.
And so we end this special reportage of the Psych Fuzz Rock Underground of The Hague, Motor Wolf Records, Orange Sunshine, Genghis Khan, last week Thursday at the Dystopia in The Hague.
Hello, test. Yes, and on a more contemporary, how the fuck you should say that, on a more lighter news item here, listening to the new Heinrich Dressel, Strange Life Records has 4 new albums out, gonna be out tomorrow, Friday. So keep an eye on the Strange Life Records site. It's going to be a DMX crew, if it goes right. New Ian Martin, this new Heinrich Dressel, and the debut album of Vagombray from Asturias, who you might know as Victor Ramos. Okay, this was Astro Unicorn Radio. And tune in again next week. Have a nice weekend or life or whatever. Okay, bye-bye.